Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It's a fantastic Friday.
You're looking very well, Joe.
What do you mean? How do you mean very well? Are you taking the mic?
No, I'm not taking the mic. First of all, you've cut your arm, which I don't know
how that's happened. The dog cut it.
Right, when you were sleeping with a razor blade. Second of all, you've got brown lips. What is this? Have you had a coffee this morning or just kissed a bumhole?
I was drinking JD. I very rarely kiss bumholes these days.
Really?
But I was drinking JD. Does that make your lips brown?
No, but they've got like a stain to them.
Maybe I was kissing bumholes.
Are they a bit crispy? They look a bit crisp.
What's the art of kissing a bumhole, Ethan?
Hello, everyone. What's the arse? The answer would be...
The arse.
Oh, a lot of tongue punching, I think is what they call it.
Tongue punching.
Yeah.
That's a bit violent, isn't it?
Horrendous.
I was like,
are you all right? You look like you got a bit crispy lips.
I think me and Becky said that we had some sort of, sorry, Ethan. Me and Becky said we had some large sourdough, which sort of crunched up our lips. I took my gran out, breakfast the other day, catching up on all the gossip. It was great fun. But,
what kind of gossip? What world does she make?
Peggy is... Peggy, a friend, has won the bingo a couple of times. So that's the kind of gossip we go to. She does a lot of clubs. Do you know, like church community halls?
Love them.
There's a lot of clubs that go on there.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Bingo, pub quiz, dessert club. Sorry, what?
Deaf club.
Hey, what?
My mum used to go to a deaf club a lot.
Why is she deaf?
No, but she works with deaf people.
Deaf as in like dead?
No, deaf as in the only word that deaf means.
Well, I thought you might have like a little like deaf club as in like you...
You pronounce your THs with an F.
Death club. Like you go to speak about your problems.
No, just a lot of... Our household was quite ingratiated in the deaf community when I was growing up.
Do you know anyone who's deaf, Ethan?
My mum was the head of a deaf school. So when I was a kid and I used to go to the summer camps when they couldn't look after us and it would just be me surrounded by all the deaf kids and I couldn't communicate with them very well. But I picked up a little bit of sign language to keep me going.
Go on then, what you got?
Go on.
I can do like my name, so I'll just be like, hello, my name is E-T-H-A-N.
Yeah.
If I want a bit of cake, I'd ask for some cake.
Cake is just that, is it?
Cake. Yeah, it's cake, yeah. Oh, if
not,
might have to wish you, it's Christmas time, might wish you a happy Christmas.
Nice
for the audio listeners, he's doing all that.
See? Yeah.
How have we been anyway? We've been well, Joe.
I've been really good. Also, I've got something for your crispy lips.
What is it?
This is going to change your life. So what would you put on crispy lips?
I don't often get crispy lips. My lips are very juicy.
Really?
Ooh.
However, if you were to try and answer the question for the sake of conversation.
I actually don't use anything.
You've never put anything on your
lips
before?
Never, ever. I mean, I'm like that. I don't believe in it. Tell you what. Listen here.
You've never put Vaseline or chapstick on your
never.
Lips?
No, never. Tell you why. Right, no, Joe.
If you trot out this absolute nonsense that people say, I can't wait for it.
No, here's why I don't like moisturiser, I don't like anything like that. It's because I think there's something in it. That as soon as you start applying it, you need to use more and more.
I knew you were going to say this.
My partner has got about 18 different creams.
Yeah.
It started with one. Oh, well, I need this to
just whipped cream for the bedroom.
And that was a noise for the audio listeners, wasn't it?
And it started with one, but she needs it more. Do you know why? Because there's something in it that gets you addicted to it. Mm. So I am au natural. I'd stick a bit of lube on my hands.
Can I share something with you? First of all, this old thing of like, oh, if you put chapstick on, it makes your lips more dry.
100% true.
How can that possibly be the case?
Because there's something in it that dries it up.
How can the only thing in the world that literally does the opposite to what you're buying it for still be so popular? Like, imagine you were like, oh, I'm going to go out and get pissed. And every beer you had made you get more sober. People would stop drinking beer that day.
No, because it's like a short-term
fix. You can't get away with this.
Isn't it? It's like when you go for a Chinese.
What is this? This old
Chinese
old
and you're hungry.
Nonsense.
You're hungry. you're hungry after half an hour.
That's not true.
It's true.
No, it isn't true.
It's true.
It's not true.
It's true, isn't it?
That's true. I don't use Vaseline or anything like this because I've started using...
You're a fraud.
I'm a fraud.
I started using this Clinique moisturiser, right? And then I just thought, oh, I'm just going to use the face cleaner product. And my skin's really good for not using the moisturiser because Callum told me it dries out your skin.
Moisturiser dries out your skin.
Callum, by the way, who has got, like... Do you know all the people in the world with the best skin? Like dermatologists, celebrities, people who actually, for a living, have to have kind of good skin. Not one of them goes, we don't put anything on our skin. It's fucking idiots
the
like
Finnish
us
boys,
who think we know more than professionals.
The Finnish boys just go into the saunas.
So?
They sweat it out. I've got good skin, true or false?
You've got lovely skin.
That's because I sweat a lot.
But can I offer you this for your crispy lips?
Go on then, I will do it.
It's lanolin nipple cream.
What?
Nipple cream.
And do I put it on my nipples?
No, you put it on your lips.
Nipple cream?
But it's really... it's for new mothers who are cracking up under the pressure of... cracking up under the pressure of breastfeeding.
This hasn't been.
Don't ask where I got this from.
Been near a breast, has it?
Well, if I found it in someone's drawer, so I would hope.
Your sisters?
No. Your sisters. Also, as if she'd apply it straight from the bottle to the teat. You've put on, I'll be honest, 10 times too much there. No, put it on. Just slop it on.
Oh no! Nice.
It's thick, isn't it, that.
Shit, yeah.
We're looking at a man who has never put any lipstick on before, and I think it shows. Look at this. It's all in his mustache.
Oh, God.
It's everywhere, that.
I'm not eating it. Like a fucking hot honey.
How have you been anyway? Why have you been hungover?
No, I'm not hungover. I went to a gig last night with my mother, a Wigan band called The Lathams.
Sort of a lovely feminine familial energy to your day yesterday, wasn't it? Grandma in the morning, mummy in the night.
Becky in the middle.
Oh.
We went to a canal boat that serves pizza.
That's a website that she runs, isn't it?
No. Went to a canal boat that serves pizza. Have you heard about this?
Were you just knocking on canal boats and someone let you in, or is this like
No. It generally is an official thing. I got filmed for Channel 4.
Did you?
Yeah.
Doing what?
They were doing a documentary about these guys. It's called The Waltz and Matilda in Marple. Lovely part of the world, by the way, Marple. Do you know when you go to a part of the world and you think, there's lies around here?
Yeah.
Marple's night. Buxton.
It's all of a similar, aren't they? Your Buxton's, your Marple's. I'd go as far as your Whaley Bridge.
Oh, Whaley Bridge is lovely.
Yeah.
Got some secrets in the closet, though.
Have they?
All those towns you think something's weird.
Yeah. Do you know all those towns where they've got that, like, white/grey-yellowy stone houses? Your Glossops. Your Staley Bridges.
Your Hydes.
Yeah, your Hydes. Something to hide. It does feel like that, doesn't it? Well, that, it does feel a bit hot there, fuzz.
There? Huh? There was that doctor there in Hyde, wasn't
Shipman.
What?
Harold Shipman.
Yeah, Harold.
Yeah. For those who don't know, have a little word about Shippo.
Shippo, I think is he top of the leaderboard for the most deaths?
I don't love the way you phrased the leaderboard as though it's this ongoing like
he
Call of Duty.
Google how many people he killed.
Well, he might be the most prolific serial killer of all time.
Over 200, maybe 220, I think it is. I don't know why
if
I know
he was
that.
A cricket player, double century. Wow.
He's like the Kevin Peterson of murdering. Do you know what I mean? But the thing
when
is...
Last time you watched cricket?
I love cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. The thing with Shipman that was, though, obviously, he went after...
250? Whoa.
Don't be glad...
I'm not
don't
glad.
Have a gleeful sort he of admiration be. in your voice.
He must be top of the leaderboard.
He's right up there. Before you get to your sort of your dictators, your death by proxies.
Do you know
what I mean?
Your Genghis Khans.
Yeah. Sure. Your Chairman Mao's. Your Pol Pot's.
Mother Teresa.
Mate.
She had a...
She didn't.
She had a weird streak. Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
It's a Theresa May.
Oh, I thought that's what you said. Anyway, so that part of the world, what were we doing there?
What, Marple?
Yeah.
We walked to a canal boat that sold pizza. We bought the pizza. We ate the pizza. We said hello to Channel 4. They said hello back. We walked to the car, which was 5 minutes away. Then we went home. So basically, we just drove to a canal boat and had a pizza. Can I just say this? Neapolitan-style pizzas.
Okay.
What a load of shit. Oh. I am so done with them. We picked up a slice of pizza, and this is every Neapolitan. It wasn't just yesterday. The ingredients are spot on. Yeah. I picked up my pizza yesterday. there wasn't an ounce of the cheese or the tomato sauce left on it. Yeah. It all just slid off.
Yeah.
I'm basically having a little bit of tomato sauce on bread. Yeah. Now, I don't mind if you eat with knife and fork, then crack on, but we weren't. We were by this, by canal. But what's your thoughts on that? It doesn't hold together, you
know,
Joe.
What? I know, and this might get a lot of heat, much like the dough in the 500-degree coal-fired oven. But by the time, I reckon if you're eating it fresh, and actually, no, look, can I just start again?
You can start again.
I think the biggest issue with Neapolitan pizza, I think they're too big.
Yeah.
I think if we made them this big and you got four of them...
Like a Chicago town,
the ratio of crisp to moist would be much more in line with what I want. But what happens is you end up with a sort of a really puffed up, crunchy sort of inch around the edge. And then the centre is just soup. Like I said, great fresh ingredients, but they're a bit sparse on the mozzarella. They're a bit light on the tomatoes. It's just a little sprinkling of basil and maybe an olive oil at the end. But I know what you mean. I like to be able to pick up a pizza.
I do.
I like a New York style. Do you know that crispy base?
Yeah, or Detroit.
Oh, a Detroit style. That sort of square pan. What do you make of the Neapolitan style pizza, Ethan? And I'm going to Naples, by the way, next month.
You just sprung this or something. What are you doing there?
Going with my dad.
What?
Me and my dad are going on a little Italy sort of wine tour.
Fun.
Going to Naples, going to the Amalfi Coast. Going to try some wines, going to try some pizzas. I'll report back. You went to Amalfi with your mum. Why aren't I allowed to go to Naples with my dad?
It's true.
What do you make of the Neapolitan style pizza, Ethan? Is it good, crispy, delicious, fresh, or is it just a sort of soupy hot bread with some wet juice on it?
My last three meals have been pizza, Joe. My last three meals.
Go on. The depths of your sort of sadness is never really... I don't think we've ever got to it. I think there is so much more to dig into how pathetic your life is.
Yeah, well I had a Domino's the other day. Adam's been very poorly, so his cousins came round and they thought they'd treat him to a...
Herpes again.
Oh, my God. It might be actually four out of my last five meals, actually.
Like Pep with league titles?
Yeah. Then they had bought us a Domino's, and the next morning there was a bit of pizza left, so I had some more Domino's. And then I went out during the day, and I thought we were going for Geno's for Matt's birthday yesterday.
Geno's?
Geno's
is... Are you...
Wait, hang on.
It's like going to Bella Italia.
Yeah, but here's the confusion. What he meant was, when he said Geno's in the group chat, was short for Beveragino's, not Gino de Campos.
Hold on.
The robot that came with it was so good. Oh my God.
How was your Beveraginos?
Character there.
That was so fucking cool.
Really proud of you, Ethan.
Well, I was like confused. I said to everyone.
Not even laughed, Ethan, bless him.
Well, I was like, when are we going for our Italian food at Gino de Campos? Because we're going to the mini golf opposite. So it all added up in my head. And I'm like, no, it's Gino time. So we just went to Spoons. And then we went to, I can't remember, Crazy Pedro's to get more pizza. That's what it was.
Oh, nice.
I was going to say, any other restaurant, there's something that isn't pizza. Like, it's like, we don't have to have pizza. But Crazy Pedro's, literally all they serve is pizza.
They do some good pizza as well. That's the kind of pizza. Well, if you go for the basic, like pepperoni, then
What?
Pepperoni.
You don't.
What?
You don't.
Pepperoni.
No.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. You don't
That's
say
what
it like
it,
that.
Isn't it, Ethan? Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Like pepperoni.
What, bukkake?
No,
is that
no,
what
no.
you're going to say?
I was going to say bouquet garni.
Oh. Uh-huh. What's your opinions on bukkakes?
No.
What? It's weird, isn't it?
Have you ever had one?
Let me think.
You must have been sprayed with some sort of, like
Do you
cheese
want me
sauce.
To be, in this scenario, the bukkake? Or do you want me to be the...
We're not talking
the
about
bukkake.
This. Right.
But have you... No, I'm asking if you've been the bukkake or the bukkake at any time.
I've came close.
What does that mean?
What, you missed it?
Dodging it like the Matrix. In slow motion, these jizz...
This is obscene. On, this is insane.
This is what happens when we record a podcast on a Sunday. And we've all been boozing.
Yeah.
Ethan, did you get a kebab last night?
No, I didn't. I had pizza. I just had pizza all day. But what I did do was I got locked in a dance battle.
Wow.
This is good.
Was it a dance battle with someone else or was it a dance battle of the mind?
It was completely unintentional. So what was going on was we hit, and you're like this German girl, mood underwater.
Yeah, the massive...
Why will he like that?
Why would I like that?
He just loves you, going on the pitch.
Really, I do like Weatherspoons. And that is a great Weatherspoons. Have you been to the Moon of the Water?
I think it's the best Weatherspoons I've ever been to.
It's the biggest in the world, isn't it?
It's the biggest bar in Europe.
Mad.
It's like a cruiser, isn't it? It's like Titanic inside. You think you're on a ship when you go in that top deck.
Yeah, it is amazing, actually.
And anyway, I saw my friend Bill at the bar. I was giving him a bit of a wave and a bit of a dance. And then all of a sudden, a man in a rugby union shirt in the middle thought I was dancing with him. That was communication downfall. That's not what was going on, right?
Communication downfall, classic.
And then I was like, oh, well, I don't want to make him feel silly now, so I just had to keep on going. And then we started going in sync. And it was who can do it more passionately. If you have a look on your phone, I've sent you the video.
You literally can't stop, can you? Because you're very much at one with him.
You're like across the entire dance floor as well.
The whole of Moon Underwater, the biggest bar in England, was watching this.
Forgot the fact we just mentioned to
you. Europe, not England,
the biggest bar in...
And also he said, I don't know if you noticed this, but he said, Ningland, rather than England. The biggest bar in Ningland.
And everyone was watching. All eyes were on it. And we just kept going until it got to the point where I was thinking, we've got to stop.
How long did you do it for?
Well, it must have been a good old few minutes.
No.
And then Trish, if you saw in that video behind me, he starts getting involved. So now we've got two men against one. We're winning the dance battle with the other side of the biggest bar in Europe. And at the end, we kept going a little bit out. He obviously saw I was more passionate than he was, and he gave me a bit of a clap at the end, and I gave him like a clap.
Yeah, you won!
Well done, you were the better man kind of thing. And then we left it there, and everyone at my table was thinking, God, he's so cool.
Did it lead to any, you making any new friends, or anyone sort of fancying you at all?
Well, listen, Drew...
You often get told, you know, you're a good-looking lad, don't you, when you're out?
I've been told this once... since I was 18 going out, so that's 5 years.
Decent little ratio, that.
Actually, not. You got told twice, you I think. Sorry.
Well, it's hard to stop them these days.
Is it?
Yep.
Do you get people chatting you up a lot?
I'm normally too off my head to actually listen to anyone. I'm normally out of state where I don't think people are asked.
Really?
So, nah. No, I'm not being chatting up anyone. We've got a very special guest with us today.
We've got a very special guest.
And one that's been helping us out with our wonderful socials and has been a key member of the Sloppy Joe's team. Mm-hmm. He's here with us for the next couple of hours. Mm-hmm. And he was so kindly saying, listen, I want to do a 9 out of 10 club.
In turn, Will.
I ain't getting my chair.
Take this microphone. Oh, yes, yeah. Will. How you doing, mate?
All right, lads. Yeah, all good.
Look at this. On his nice knees, little, bless him.
He loves it.
Financially, as well as... No. We paid for his petrol to come.
Of course you did.
How you doing?
Yeah, buzzing. Buzzing to be here. Buzzing to help out the sloppers.
We love it. We love having you. Have you brought in a 9 out of 10 club?
I have, yeah. I've left it at the table, though.
Right, Ethan, throw it over.
It's a big failure. So... this, I've had to go with what I've got. I went to the Tesco Express and it's all I could find.
Right.
But it's pretty much bang on.
Right. Love that.
So this is a snack that I would say 3 or 4 times a week.
Wow.
I get them from work.
Wow.
And I get the healthier version. Okay. Man of health. I get this 3 or 4 times a week.
Right.
And it's an absolute creation.
So what is it?
What the hell is this?
It's an absolute creation.
What is this, Will?
Ethan, we've got Baby Bells, normally the light version.
Yeah.
Frank's Hot Sauce.
Oh, wow.
And a jalapeno.
Whoa!
I know. An absolute combo.
Look at this!
It's almost like I get in from work, right? I've had a long day.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I need a bit of heat. I need a bit of a buzz.
Yeah, that's spicy.
And then this...
Should I crack these open?
I've cracked it.
Oh, they're already open.
Cracked it. Yeah.
One or two on them or what?
So I literally...
So you get the baby bell, you sort of douse in that. No, it don't. It's just, it doesn't. It's open. You just need to shake it more vigorously. Because it's open, there's less room for air to get in. There you go. So you get the baby bell, you douse that in Frank's Red Hot, which for me, I can't believe I've never put in the show before because it's one of my favourite liquids on earth.
It was close between this and Tabasco.
I prefer Frank's Red Hot, so you've done well already. Yeah. Oh my God, it's splashing everywhere. Look at that, it's spicy. Jeez. So we're dousing the cheese pearls in Frank's Red Hot. And then are you going to just lay a little finger away?
I'll finger away on the jalapenos.
Yeah, that's our motto in this place.
You've got the job.
Fingers way to the top.
So I love the idea that he's at
this
the top.
This is an incredible creation.
So we've got, we're all going to just pop it in at once. Yeah, just hold it first, one. Ethan.
You go first, Ethan.
Oh yeah, go in. So I'm putting the whole thing in.
Oh yeah, it's
an
all-in-one.
Yeah. Oh, fucking well, man.
Wow.
What a taste sensation.
What are you doing? Oh, no, yeah. Joe.
Oh yeah.
No, he's minging.
Okay. I mean,
it's like an unmelted jalapeno popper.
I think one of the most enjoyable thing about baby balls is peeling the wax.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that lovely, Drew?
Yeah.
And then, you see, usually I don't really rate baby balls. I think it's cheap shit cheese.
For chavs.
With tracksuits. Well, not all the time, obviously.
What the fuck?
But he's only said about pepperamis, isn't he?
No.
Yeah, Ethan hates chavs for some reason.
No, I don't hate chavs. I'm just saying that this is food for chavs. That's what I'm saying.
Ethan, you are honestly obscene and you do not represent the views of Stoppy Joe's.
I must say, I was just taking that and I didn't expect what I was tasting there. I didn't expect it. But I tell you what, wasn't that fantastic?
It was. Right, sit down, Ethan. Right, cheers, Will. We need to have a little think.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause.
Thank you, Will.
Cheers,
guys. It's a Will and gentlemen. Bringing in...
It was beautiful,
that
Will.
I think we can all admit and agree, regardless of whether it's 9 out of 10, is fucking delicious.
That was very... I
love
that.
Talk me through that, Joe. What did you taste there? You're the reviewer. You're reviewing
the combination of the different flavours going on there. So you obviously got the... what you call the mellow, salty cheese. So it's kind of like bursting your mouth.
Creamy.
And then the nice heat. And then the freshness from the jalapenos. Mm. It was a really great bite of food.
It was. It was delicious. The fattiness of the cheese, the acidity of the sauces. It's got everything, hasn't it? The one thing it lacks maybe is a little crunch. Do you know what I mean?
Do you ever put a crunch in it, Will?
Do you ever pop that on a cracker?
I'll tell you what, on a cracker it could be an
Put that whole thing on a Ritz cracker, you might have yourself a 9 out of 10. I liked it.
Oh, you're not going to say... Is it end?
Well, yeah, I know it's intern Will, but what would intern Will want? Would he want a sympathy vote or would he want the truth?
Sympathy vote.
He said sympathy vote. Now that's gone.
That's true.
Now sometimes people don't know what they want themselves. You know what I mean?
Hold on. Why are you licking Frank's Red Hot sauce off the table?
I'm licking Frank's Red Hot. Frank's Red Hot for me is in my top three liquids: water, coffee, Frank's Red Hot. They're my three favorite liquids on earth. So almost that by itself could have gone in. I just think it's such a strange combination. To me, it's great, but it's not quite 9 out of 10.
Ethan James?
You know what? Baby bells, I'm usually like, crap. But
what did you say again? What are they? What are baby bells? How would you describe them?
Well, for jobs.
Well, I think kind of Drew made me say that. I got manipulated into saying that, I think. But you could see, for example, someone go to the petrol station in a tracksuit with a hoodie on and going, oh, I'll have that pepperami and a baby bell and that's me sorted. You could see that scenario, is all I'm saying.
And would that person potentially sort of mime and gesture the pepperami as a penis and the baby bell as two testicles at their sort of partner or friend?
And
Frank's Red Hot could be the love juice.
The blood-filled ejaculate.
Is it just blood?
No.
Ethan?
No. No,
is it a 9 out of 10?
You know what? I really enjoyed... You know what? The crunch element you're talking about, Drew, I feel like it could do with that. Mm. But I'm stunned how much I actually enjoyed that.
So be honest then.
I thought at the time I'm having a fab time, so I'm going to put it in.
Whoa! So that's two. So I'm out. Obviously, Will is yes. Ethan is yes. That's 2v1. If you say yes, it's in. If you say no, because we need a majority, even though it's a tie, it's out.
I lies on fully, you, Jim McGrath. Fully enjoyed that.
Yeah,
I thought it was a great bite of food, and it was a real. I like it when we get experimental.
I love the experimentation of it. I loved that it took me off guard. It caught me out of left field.
So does it get in?
Mm. Bear in mind some of the shit tricky food that you put in the 9 out of 10 club in your career.
Like what? Chip sticks.
Well, they got in.
Yeah,
so
we all voted that in, didn't we?
Yeah, you all voted that in. Water, class.
Yeah, water is great. I'm talking pre-Sloppy Joes. I've seen you eat, what was it, like a bagel with a fucking dead cat in it, and you put that in. Dog meat pasties in that.
I never bought a dog meat pasty. I bought a cat one, probably.
It's going in.
Oh! Hey!
It's well, 9 out of 10 club worthy! Grab a baby bell from your local chav, stick a jalapeno on it, and stick it in your mouth.
Don't put jalapeno on the chav.
No.
You're fuming.
They hate that.
Right, everyone.
Are you okay?
In the show?
What are you feeling? Because you seem a bit... What was
that? Don't feel as I'm as funny today as...
You're great. You're great.
So for you, you were funny. You did a Pep Guardiola quote out of nowhere before, which was like, that's very good. That's very funny.
See?
And I think people missed
sometimes
it.
Sometimes. Well, what about last week when I was poorly? I wasn't quite
you
so
was,
good.
Yeah, we were
you picked up the slack
then
for me.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm just consistent, aren't I? I guess.
Yeah. You got. Unfortunately, it's the consistency of piss, but still consistency, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Pours through the fingers, soaks up the hair. Have you ever sat in piss?
Definitely has.
You definitely have.
It smells of it.
You reek of piss most of the
I
time.
I don't know what you mean. I don't reek of
piss. You've never sat in someone else's piss?
The closest bus probably is when you... do you know when you go to the toilet and you have a wee and then you pop the willy back in the underpants and you don't realise that there's a little bit left just there to surprise you?
Do you ever have it where you use a public toilet and you sit down and your penis touches the porcelain? Is there anything worse than that? And this is genuinely true, I've pulled another man's pube out from under my foreskin before that I got that became affixed during a sit-down wee in a public toilet. It was curly, mine aren't really that curly. How gross is that?
That's mad.
Yeah.
My cock once fell off in a public toilet. And it like...
What? Sorry, did you just say my cock once fell
off? Right, it fell off and like... I hit the toilet, like, do you know, like, the water and that, and, like, splashed everywhere. And
what
like,
do you mean it fell off?
Fell off?
That's obviously
you know,
not
what,
true,
what do you
it?
Mean it fell off, Ethan?
Sometimes, like, since I'm circumcised, sometimes it doesn't fix on as well, so your cock falls off now and then.
Why is he doing this lie?
I don't know. Your cock
it's not a lie.
What falls off?
Could you take a bit of your cock off now?
Sometimes, yeah, it just falls up because when you're circumcised, it's not on as tight anymore, is it?
What isn't?
The cock.
What do you mean?
The cock, the foreskin isn't like a fucking bolt and nut, is it?
Well, that's you wouldn't know that because you're not circumcised.
Right, he's trying to pretend that is it like stuck on with a magnet or something, a bit of Velcro at the base.
So no, it's just tighter, just a tighter fit.
So what happened if the cock fell off? Could you self-pleasure that cock that fell off?
Well, you can't feel anymore because it's fell off.
Shut up. Shut up, Ethan. You absolute knobhead.
Are you joking?
Of course he's joking. Well, your dog doesn't fall off, does it?
I once actually was a knobhead once when it fell off and I put it on my head.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what this is.
He's just sent me in a spiral.
You look great today, by the way. I like that top.
Thank you.
His hair's not good today, though.
No, there's a bit of a...
What's happening?
Bit of a gap in the front.
Is there?
Yeah, a little
fucking
bit.
Fucking set.
Well, I didn't
why
notice
have you
it
waited till now?
No, it looks good. Actually,
a big
actually, can I show you something? I saw a picture of you the other day, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, my cousin messaged me saying, have you seen Joe McGrath?
Yes.
And I didn't know that you were the manager for... who's this? North... Someone North... Something Thistle. But I don't know if it's you or just someone with the same hair as you, but what do you make of that?
Right. I'm going to go. I'm going for a light now.
So, well, congratulations on the manager's job. Thank you very much for joining us. I think he's got training or something to do. We'll see you in a bit. Bye-bye. Wave, Ethan.
I'll see you later, everyone. Ta-ra. Bye-bye. Bye.